If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, we don't have a regular guest. We hope we'll be able to get him at the first break. But anyway, certainly I was just noticing that all the polls will tell you that the Republican nomination for the president seems to be a three-way race with Governor Perry number one, certainly Newt Romney number two, and then of course we have Michelle Bachmann number three. But if you look at the polls, for instance, the debate, the first debate, why CNN ran a poll, 1,000 people, they picked 85% felt that Congressman Ron Paul had won the debate. 85% by the CNN poll. But, of course, you didn't see that in the regular media. And then, of course, recently they've just said, you know, that this is a three-way race. But actually, in their own polls, why, of course, the number three person is Congressman Ron Paul. Certainly, Perry is first by their poll, and Romney is second. But Ron Paul is third, so why don't they mention him? Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because the media is controlled. The media has tight control over what you hear, what you read, what you see, ultimately what you believe. And until you understand that the purpose of the media is to control your reality, you cannot objectively watch anything at all, because, of course, they will tell you not how to think. They will tell you what to think and what to believe. And this is the way that it is. For instance, whenever we turn on the History Channel or the Discovery Channel or the Military Channel or whatever channel it will be, and they always talk about how the Earth is millions of years old, and of course there's no evidence for that at all. Did anybody here millions of years ago to determine that? No, in fact, all the evidence suggests that we have a young Earth. But of course they do not want you to believe that, because that would mean the Bible is true. And the whole function of our media is to convince you the Bible isn't true. That is why, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and everything having to do that validates Christianity out of our educational system. That is why they teach evolution not as theory but as a fact, and they will not allow the theory of creation to be mentioned. Oh, no, no, that's a violation of the wall of separation between church and state. There was no separation of church and state, federal, up until 1962. And the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. It doesn't say the state, the local community won't. It says the federal government will not. But you have to understand that the Supreme Supreme Court was taken over at that time. It was controlled by members of a secret society who worship a different god. And until you can understand that there is a conspiracy against the God of the Bible in favor of the great architect of the universe, that's the God that the Masons worship. And of course, that's another name for the God that the Hindus worship and certainly the Muslims worship. Because there are really only two major gods in the world. One is Lucifer, and the other is Jesus Christ. And of course, all the other religions hate Christianity and will destroy it, at least the people who lead those, because there is an act of conspiracy against God in America today. Because if they know they can destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, they can destroy this nation. Because our freedoms come from God. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. Destroy God, you destroy freedom. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's what it says in the Scriptures. And they know if they can destroy belief in God, they can establish a dictatorship, and that is what the plan is. That's what the plan has always been. And it goes back to the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1981 to take over control of the world. And the two things that they wanted to do, first of all, was to gain control of the money, and the second one was to gain control of the media. And they knew that they could control the money, they could buy and sell the politicians, but more important, they needed to control the media so they could control the reality of the American people, and they do today. In fact, almost every major media outlet in this country is either controlled in one way or another. It's either owned or they have people from the CIA assigned there, and their job is to make sure that you will never hear the truth. My friend, Sidney Craig Roberts, mentioned that he had published, I think, 10 books, done very well with all of them, and then he wrote the book, The Medusa File, that talked about the bringing the Nazis to America, helping the Nazis escape to South America. That was Operation Paperclip, bringing the Nazis to America. The rat line by which 50,000 Nazi war criminals were helped by our own CIA, MI6, and this satanic group in the Vatican to actually escape to South America, and all sorts of other stories that you're never going to hear about in a regular channel, how the American forces in the Pacific rewarded this Japanese general responsible for killing and torturing, experimenting on American soldiers under his control. They actually worked out a deal where he was given a nice pension for life, just for turning over the results of his bizarre experiments. And instead of trying him for murder, why, of course, they rewarded him for torturing and killing American soldiers. And all of these things are contained in the Medusa File. It's said to be carried the book with one. Craig tried to get that book marketed, nobody would pick it up. He was getting very discouraged until one of a men from Simon & Schuster, an editor he knew, called him and said, "Craig, that's a great book. You've got to get it published." And Craig said, "Why don't you publish it?" And the fellow said, "I can't. Other people from the CIA assigned to Simon & Schuster, and if I were to publish that book, I'd lose my job." Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality of what goes on today. And the CIA has people assigned as journalists. They have people assigned as publishers. It'd be perfect. What you think? Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be right back.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue, loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Hello? Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and here's our number, 877-254-7524, if you'd like to call in. If you have any thoughts at all, it will do open lines. Anything you'd like to talk about, give us a call, 877-254-7524. But I think it's vitally important that you understand the media is tightly controlled. Now, basically, there are six major corporations that control the American media. That is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, which is a German corporation, but it's tied into the Council on Foreign Relations, Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, General Electric, which still controls NBC, and then Fox. But they all have vast media empires. And basically, they simply got around and they bought up all the major publishing houses. Yes, we have small publishers, but of course, they have difficulty getting material out. There are a few that we do recommend, but they don't have certain, they certainly can't get their authors onto ABC, CBS, and NBC for interviews. And so basically, what we have is a situation where the American people are being entertained to death. They're being presented with all sorts of conflicting information. You hear these interviews and these arguments back and forth between people who are part of the establishment that give you the impression you're hearing both sides, but you are not. They know exactly how to control your reality. In fact, Edward Bernays, the father of modern-day propaganda, who was actually employed to get the American people to go along and get into World War One and to accept water fluoridation, to get women to smoke, to do all sorts of things. He was employed, you know, by Lucky Strike, you know, to come up with all sorts of wonderful slogans so we could get women smoking. And, of course, that's killed millions of people, just as the water fluoridation has. It's specifically targeted as blacks. Because, of course, it gives them lead encephalopathy. For some reason, blacks do much more poorly with, if you fluoridate with hydrofluorosilicic acid, which they do with 90% of the communities that are fluoridated. And they've done experiments to show that the blood level of lead in the blood of black children is 6 times higher than it is in white children. when you fluoridate with hydrofluorosilicic acid, and you can directly correlate then criminal activity with the lead encephalopathy they're creating. They know what they're doing. That was the work by done by Dr. Masters, Roger Masters, I believe it is, at Dartmouth. We have the material. It's available through Radio Liberty, or you can get it by going to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, their website would cover the same material, but we have it. We've talked to Dr. Masters and understand that they know that they're poisoning the blacks much more than the whites with the hydrofluorosilicic acid. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. I have nothing prepared because, as any we were anticipating, we'd have William Federer with us this morning, and Chrissy's not here, so it's open lines. We'd love to hear from you. But the reason the American people don't understand we're being poisoned with fluoride, or we're presumably being poisoned with our vaccines, that's the purpose is not to stop disease. It is to introduce aluminum and mercury and aspartame and formaldehyde and MSG into your system in the shots. And when you take the shots, oh, my goodness, it's so important. We have to give the little girls, you know, the human papillomavirus so they can be promiscuous. We have to give them the vaccines. Well, I remember Governor Perry actually did that, and because he's been criticized for it as well, he should be. But you see, nobody wants to point out we cannot trust the people who manufacture the vaccines. We know that they have put in the vaccines in the past material to actually make them contraceptives so that women were actually conditioned or programmed, their immune system was made, of course, to reject the children if they got pregnant. They used the chorioginotropin, sensitized the women to that. They did this all in a number of third world countries so these women couldn't bear children. But was anybody sent to prison for genocide? Because that's really what it was. The women were never told, and they did this, we know, in both Philippines and in Kenya, because I talked to the doctors from those areas, and they assured me they checked it out, and this is true. We know they had a cancer virus in the original Sabine polio vaccine that was given. And, of course, today a third of the American population carries that virus, and this is one reason why we had a dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer, and they know this, but they can't let the American people know that. Why, you wouldn't take the vaccines if you knew that they had a cancer virus, and they knew it was there, and they gave that a vaccine containing the cancer virus, and a third of our population still carries it, and children get it from their mothers. It crosses the placenta barrier, and we see an explosion in the incidence of cancer. And government officials say, gee, we have no idea why this is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't take vaccines because you can't trust them. Yes, certainly the polio vaccine is an excellent vaccine, and it worked very, very efficiently. They never should have gone back from the saline to the salt. You want to, if you use a vaccine, you want to simulate the method by which nature, by which God would have us infected, and use the normal immune response instead of trying to shortcut it by actually giving people injections, which alters the immune response and leads to all the autoimmune diseases and the other aberrations of immunity, like asthma, like allergies. And of course, the incidence of autism and ADD and ADHD and other learning disabilities skyrockets because in the children who take the vaccines. But you're never going to hear this through the major media because the major media is controlled. Well, it's open line this morning, and I'm looking forward to your call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, right here at the American Freedom Network. And certainly, it's so difficult for the average American to believe that anything could be as vast as the movement I'm described. thinking that they could actually control literally all of the media. Well, they don't control every radio station. My time on a number of radio stations, but they're the small radio stations, you know, and there's the Christian radio stations, and although many of those are certainly are never going to touch the important issues, some of them actively, the owners know what's going on, and they work right along with us to actually put our programs out and help us circulate information on what's really taking place. So if you're in a position to help us as we buy time on radio stations, and this is what we have to do, we don't get paid for what we do, but of course we are doing everything we can to educate the people. And there is a growing awareness. It really is amazing to me that people are beginning to wake up and find out what's going on, because they control the people. They start out in the educational process, so they control the minds of our children. They control the minds of our university students. We have to win people back one person at a time. But we're doing it, certainly not me alone, but all of you out in the listening audience who understand what's going on can talk to others. And because the people on the other side are indeed very, very fearful that the public is going to wake up, and they are waking up. Certainly there's some people who don't want to hear this message. They want to stay fat, dumb, and happy, or at least dumb and happy. Because this is not nice to think that the utopian world we've lived coming to an end. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Karen from Thornton, Colorado.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Thank you, sir. Great to be here, and thank you for all of the hard work that you do. I listen to you every day.
Well, I'm so glad you do. Do you have a question or comment?
I do. I have a comment. I'm listening to you talking about the fluoridation in the water and the immunizations and how they adversely affect children, adults. I lost my daughter last year, last August 31st. She was diagnosed with lupus at 17, and the comment that I would like to make is, anybody who's listening, the medical establishment is, they're put in place to help on the front end, but if they see that there's nothing that they can do for you and your body continues to deteriorate because of all the drugs and the treatments and the surgeries, it's as though you become a test subject. And by the time I woke up and realized that there's another whole world of natural healing and the ability for the body to heal itself and the things that I know now that I didn't know before, it was too late. Her body had taken all that it could take. They had misdiagnosed her. She had never had female problems before. She went to the emergency room for abdominal pain, and they ended up taking one of her ovaries. It was a gradual yet blatant deterioration of her body, and I don't believe that at the point that they knew that there was really not a lot that they could do for her, it still wasn't put to her that way. And in fact, she was highly advised not to take any natural supplements or to change her diet outside of what the medical dietitian had put in place for her. Toward the end, when she went to the emergency room complaining of a chest pains, shortness of breath, pain in the left arm, she was sent home and told to go to dialysis the next day, and she should be fine. 2 hours later, the Flight for Life had to helicopter her back to the hospital because she had suffered a cerebral hemorrhage, also known as a stroke. So then comes the donor team, who starts talking to the family right when you know that your loved one is likely not coming home. You know, it's just hearing these things after waking up and then seeing them right before your eyes is, it's mind-numbing.
I know.
They don't care about us.
Well,
they want to reduce the population.
It's not that the doctors don't care. It's just that
I'm
they
sorry?
Don't know. It's very hard when you've been to medical school and you go to medical meetings all the time and you're told you're there to help people. It's very hard to believe that your medical training was designed to conceal information from you that would allow you to help people. I mean, very few doctors are in alternative medicine because doctors look down on people in alternative medicine as if they're some sort of quacks or something. And basically it's because their minds are controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, which ties into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and their doctors have no idea most of what we're talking about. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, right here, the American Freedom Fund.
Beth Messiah Congregation presents Pastor Keith Johnson and Hebrew Bible scholar Nehemiah Gordon, authors of A Prayer to Our Father and His Hallowed Name Revealed Again, Monday, October the 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center, 101 West Charlotte Street in Johnstown, Colorado. That's the corner of Parrish Avenue and Charlotte Street, across from the KHNC 1360 AM studios. Please join Beth Messiah and bring your family and friends. Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview Monday, September the 26th at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM The Lion. The biggest Self-Reliance Expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfrelianceexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water storage. Attend classes on canning, bread making, and soap making, and much more. Like meeting Discovery Channel's co-star of the series Dual Survival, David Canterbury. Achieve a more sustainable and self-reliant lifestyle for yourself and your family and enjoy promotional samples, freebies, exciting giveaways, and drawings, including an exclusive KHNC The Lion VIP meet and greet. Adults $9, seniors $7. Infants and youth under 12 are free. Receive a $2 discount on admission price by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Network, and I'm caller was just telling us about her daughter, and so the doctors really don't know. And it's very hard for a doctor to realize that all of his education, so much of what he learns just is not true. And so much of what doctors are doing, like giving the statin drugs. Statin drugs certainly are an abomination. They do far more harm than good. They may cut down on non-lethal heart attacks, but they don't keep you from dying from a major heart attack. And they know this. They just don't want the public to know, and they certainly don't want you to read the package insert. Read the package insert on every medication, and if you notice that the complications outweigh the benefits, then don't be taking it. It's sort of like, I think it's Celebrex, you know, it's one of the Vioxx type of medications. And you listen to what they say, you know, and they say, oh, you know, this is wonderful, wonderful, you know, and Chris, you can lead to heart attack and death and stroke. But ask your doctor if this is good for you. And ladies and gentlemen, they know it increases the incidence of heart attack and death and strokes. But, of course, they have this wonderful advertisement, and it's used to make you think it must be good. After all, those look like such nice people there you see on the video program. Well, who do we have calling in?
Bill Fetter, great to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Hi, good to have you. I was afraid we weren't going to be able to get you on. Anyway, this is our good friend William Federer, and we're going to be talking about the threats, really, that we face today from the Muslim world.
Right, Sharia law. I'm speaking tomorrow in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol for Concerned Women for America. They're having a Sharia conference to educate people. And I thought I'd give a little nutshell overview to the listeners today. Muhammad was the perfect Muslim. And so Muslims today that want to be better Muslims, they want to be like Muhammad. So his life is called the way, the example, or in Arabic, the sunnah. So just as Christians have WWJD, what would Jesus do, and want to imitate him, well, Muslims have the sunnah, the example, Muhammad's life. And so what Muhammad permitted is permitted, that's called halal. And what Muhammad did not permit is not permitted, that's called haram. And so all of Sharia law is halal and haram, what's permitted, what's not permitted, and it's all based on what Muhammad permitted and did not permit. For example, Muhammad liked cats, so cats are halal, they are permitted. Muhammad did not like dogs. Dogs are haram, they are not permitted. So if you go to Saudi Arabia, you'll see lots of cats, but no dogs. And we see that in Islam, lying, cheating, stealing, murdering, and raping is not always wrong. Muhammad just tells when it's okay to lie and when it's not okay to lie, when it's okay to rape, when it's not okay to rape, when it's okay to murder, when it's not okay to murder. And so there are fundamental Muslims today, for example, they embrace what's called taqiyya, which is sacred lying, holy deceit, that you're allowed and in cases even obligated to lie if it can help advance Islam. And so we see that Muhammad being the perfect example, if we can take a microscope and we can examine his life, we get a little insight into those that are trying to follow his life and set up Sharia law. And so that's what I do in my talk. And, for example, there is a person in London named Ajoram Kadari. He started an organization called Islam for UK. And he said, we have had enough of the British culture, and we call for a complete upheaval of the British ruling system and demand complete implementation of Sharia law in Britain. And they have designated 11 neighborhoods in London to be taken over by the Muslims and have complete Sharia law. These neighborhoods include Liverpool and Manchester, ones that we're familiar with because of all the history, and they are now being taken over. Matter of fact, Muhammad is the number one name given to newborns in London, England. It's also the number one name given to newborns in Belgium. And we see that rape is the number one crime in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Muslim immigrant men raping European women. Why? Well, it's halal. It's permitted. Muhammad permitted his men to rape the women they took in battle. And then we see that there are 700 neighborhoods around Paris. They're called no-go zones, and the police will not even protect you if you go in there. You may have seen some of the YouTube videos of the Muslims bowing and blocking the streets during the traffic hour. It's actually called by some French people a foreign occupation, sort of like the Nazis when they took over in the middle of the street. And we see a unique dynamic taking place in that communism is a totalitarian system and Islam is a totalitarian system, and they don't mind working together. And, you know, you look at the people the president has surrounded himself with, and they fall into three major camps, those pushing a gay secular agenda, those pushing an Islamic agenda, and those pushing a communist agenda. Unfortunately, they all don't like those that have traditional Judeo-Christian individual freedom and opportunity agenda, which is what I am. But we see that this is a movement that is gaining ground, and there is an organization that is promoting Sharia law. It's called the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Muslim Brotherhood is on its website. It says that its goal is to have a one-world totalitarian government controlled by a Muslim caliph, and they call it a caliphate. And so the Muslim Brotherhood has chapters in almost all the Arab countries and in Western European countries, and guess what? Even in America. And so our president, lo and behold, is putting people into our government that seem to have connections with the Muslim Brotherhood. We're all familiar with Anthony Weiner, the congressman who had to resign, and his seat, by the way, was taken yesterday in an election by a Republican. But Anthony Weiner's wife is from Saudi Arabia, and she is Hillary Clinton's personal secretary. And lo and behold, there seems to be a lot of influence in the direction of recognizing the Muslim Brotherhood as a legitimate organization. Again, this has been a sort of the Black Panther movement inside of the Islamic world is what the Muslim Brotherhood is.
You know, Billy, this woman that you're speaking of, Mr. Weiner's former Congressman Weiner's wife, who's a close advisor to Hillary Clinton, her mother is a member of the Muslim Sisterhood. Her brother is intimately involved with the radical Muslim movement. How did she ever get security clearance to work at the highest levels of our government? Nobody ever asked that question. Why would Hillary Clinton have someone working for her with strong ties to this radical Islamic movement, whose mother is a member of the Muslim Sisterhood, whose brother is closely aligned with Islamic Jihad, unless, of course, Hillary herself leads to that direction. We're going to be back in just a moment with William Fetzer right here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
I'm here at American Network. I want you, William Federer. William, before we go on, Bill Federer, before we go on, why don't you get your webpage out there and tell people how they can get your material? We carry most of Bill's books. We think they're great, but how can people get in touch with you?
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. My website is AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. And the book that I'm talking about today is called What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, and it is offered through Radio Liberty, and then a DVD called Islamic Conquest Past and Present, and it's 5 half-hour TV shows where I go through this with maps and pictures and graphs, and we look at the list of the people the president has put into key positions, and a lot of them have connections with the Muslim Brotherhood. For example, Dalia Magahed, she is from Egypt, and she is the first veiled Muslim woman advisor to the president, and she is reportedly a very influential in promoting the Muslim Brotherhood within our president's agenda. And so we see that after World War I, the Muslim worldview itself is defeated. The Ottoman Empire was dismantled. Britain took a part of the old Ottoman Empire. Palestine and Iraq and Egypt, and later gave birth to Israel out of that. France took a part of the old Ottoman Empire, Lebanon and Syria, and later gave them their independence in 1943. And, of course, they wanted America to take a part of the old Ottoman Empire, Armenia, and we said no. And when we refused to come to the Armenians' rescue, the Muslims decided to kill 1.5 million Armenian Christians between 1915 and 1922. But anyway, the Muslim Ottoman Empire, by and large, viewed itself as defeated. And so the Muslim dictators decided to curry favor with the West. And they would dress in business suits and teach English in their countries and get rid of the fezes and the burqas. And sort of like the Shah of Iran, very pro-West. And they were sort of embarrassed by their fundamentalist Muslim uncles, and they distanced themselves from that. And, of course, Muslim Brotherhood was started in 1928, and so they would be organizing in these countries to overthrow these secular dictators, and a lot of these secular dictators had to be sort of brutal to keep down the Muslim Brotherhood faction. But nevertheless, after World War I, the Muslim world saw the West developing airplanes, telephones, and televisions. They said that's where the future is, and so they did everything they could to curry favor with the West. Well, in 1938, oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia, and Egypt and Iran, Persia, were the upper-crust Muslim countries. I mean, they're the ones that had centuries of global control. In other words, there were 33 Egyptian dynasties that they had in their heritage of them being the most powerful rulers in the world, and then the Ptolemies all the way up through Cleopatra IV, and then we had Persia. The Achaemenid Persian Empire was the most powerful empire in the world till it was conquered by Alexander the Great. And then the Sassanid Empire, I mean, it even defeated a bunch of the Byzantines empire and captured Turkey and Persia. So twice the Persians were the world rulers. They had this heritage, Persia, which is Iran, and then Egypt. Saudi Arabia never had any empire. It was always mountains of useless sand, as far as you could go back in history, 130-degree heat, smelly camels, and this Wahhabi version of Islam cutting off arms and legs. And so America and Western oil companies decided to pick the most backwards, most violent Muslim country, Arabia, and pump billions of dollars into it with buying oil from them. And within one generation, they became the richest Muslim country. And they began to use their money to export Wahhabi violent Islam. And they did it through 9 out of 10 mosques in America are financed by Saudi Arabia. They're the number one publisher of Islamic textbooks, which preach that Jews and Christians are second-class citizens. And then they became sort of like the planet that the Muslim world is orbiting around. So rather than them trying to curry favor with America, now Saudi Arabia is the wealthy country. And then there is the prince, of course, the king of Saudi Arabia is the one our president bowed to, but the prince of Saudi Arabia, Al-Walid bin Talal, one of the richest men in the world, he has decided to do jihad through money. And so he has bought 7% interest in News Corp, which owns the Fox and Wall Street Journal. And he's bought a bunch of Citibank stock and AOL and Disney. And his idea is when you buy large ownership interests in companies, all the employees now want to please their new owner, and so they voluntarily submit to Islamic law. And, you know, they don't want to say anything critical of Islam, and they distance themselves from being friends of Israel, and don't want to do anything with pork, alcohol, tobacco, so forth. So we see that Saudi Arabia, within one generation of getting all of our oil money, together with the Muslim Brotherhood ideology, is moving in this direction of spreading Islam. And so we see these dynamics. After World War One, the Ottoman Empire is defeated, but the Muslim Brotherhood starts, and then we decide to pump a bunch of oil money over there. And so now we see an interesting dynamic that the Muslim Brotherhood people, who are having an influence on our current presidential administration, seem to be wanting to pull the rug out from all of these secular dictators in order to usher in the Muslim Brotherhood. So our president gives a phone call to President Mubarak of Egypt and says, what, it's time to step down. And then they have all their demonstrations and their quote-unquote democracy in Egypt. And whenever you introduce democracy into a Muslim country, it inevitably winds up with Sharia law run by the Black Panther Muslim Brotherhood faction of their faith. And guess what? The Coptic Christians that make up about 10% of Egypt have been totally closed out of the new Egyptian government. So they are totally at the mercy of these fundamentalist Muslims. We see that Saddam Hussein, who we propped up for years, he was a secular dictator, and yes, he cracked down on the fundamental Muslims, and we went in there with our troops. We got rid of Saddam Hussein, and lo and behold, we did not want to be perceived as crusaders, so we did not help the Christian communities. Matter of fact, we bent over backwards not to help them and actually disarmed the Christian neighborhoods. And so when we pull out, these Christians are left totally unprotected, and they are being killed and slaughtered, and their churches blown up. And they comprise the largest percentage of people fleeing from Iraq. Then we see Ivory Coast. I mean, here is a Christian president of Ivory Coast, and the Muslims move in the north and do their... anyway, 1,000 Christians were killed. But I hear the music, and I'll go ahead and stop talking.
We'll have to get you back sometime real soon. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and let me suggest that nothing is as clear as to me. Why does the Muslim Brotherhood have so much influence? Well, because it was established by MI6, British Intelligence, and financed by our own CIA. Why would we do that? The best enemy money could buy. You have to have an enemy. We carry a book, The Devil's Game. You need to get it. The Devil's Game, written many years ago, goes into the background of the Muslim Brotherhood, but nobody will tell you. Why are we bringing all the Muslims into America? Why? No other country wants to destroy the infrastructure of their society, except, of course, in Europe. There's been an organized effort to encourage the Muslims coming in. Why? Because they want conflict. And that's the same reason they're bringing the Muslims into America, and they're simply victims of this whole situation. I mean, some of them want to come here and live and be good Americans. Others want Sharia law. And I would agree with the president of Australia who said recently to the Muslims there, if you want to live under Sharia law, you go and live in a Muslim country. You come to our country, you live under our law. Could you imagine our Muslim president saying that? If you don't believe that Sidney Barack Obama is a Muslim, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Go to the section under other videos, and you'll actually see Barack Obama being interviewed, and Sidney, at one point before he's president, he's saying, you know, and it's such a good thing that John McCain hasn't attacked or mentioned my Muslim faith. And the fellow says, no, no, your Christian faith. Oh, and Barack Obama says, oh yes, my Christian faith. And of course, when he bows to the king of Saudi Arabia, and everybody says, he didn't bow. Well, you can see it on video, fortunately. It's on my website, radioliberty.com. Let me suggest you go there. You go through all of our videos that we posted, certainly those dealing with the what happened on September 11th. And if you haven't seen that one with Ed Asner and Building Number 7, you need to see it. It's on YouTube. We have it posted on my website. We should have. And basically, of course, Ed Asner moderates this. And there's no question Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Nothing is like it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And we're preparing for a war with the Muslim world. What is coming, I don't know, but it's very obvious. We have toppled the government of Egypt, of Tunisia, of Libya, of Syria. We're in the process. We've already, of course, brought Turkey into the radical Muslim field, and certainly we're going to do Lebanon is there as well. This is all carefully planned in preparation for the coming war. We want you to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and remember I will be in there in Littleton this Saturday if you're interested in hearing me talk or coming to the conference. Should be a good one. And want more information, I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's how we're able to maintain our network of stations across America. Almost 65 now, and picking up new stations, so three of them in the last 2 months, and we just need to get a lot more. We need to get people to think. We need to get them to get the information, the documentation. Let me once again suggest the book, The Devil's Game, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my thought on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and the syllabuses. Pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio, our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes,